die moet worden tegengegaan, verzoekt de regering de islam zoveel mogelijk uit Nederland te bannen en gaat over tot de orde van de dag.
I used to say Islam is a lie, and it was like the umbrella, and all the other things that I said were related to this concept of Islam is a lie. That's the biggest mistake I made. As a youngster, I had some doubts about the Christian theology, for example, about the Trinity, because it was kind of confusing if you were praying. Are we praying to Jesus Christ? Are we praying to God the Father? Are we praying to the Holy Spirit? I didn't know in a way. I made a comparison between the concept of God in Christianity and in Islam. And in the end, I thought, well, it's a little bit more logical what the Muslims believe than what the Christians believe on this concept of God. Reading the books from the Muslims, it was for the first time that I saw Muhammad as a father and as a friend and a teacher and a statesman. And it was the only thing I knew before was he was a warlord. He was the Antichrist. He was the most horrible person on this earth. But now, while writing and reading, I discovered this new person almost. And it sounds a little bit crazy, but I almost fell in love with the character and all the things that come with the teachings. I got convinced of his character, of his prophethood, and then I thought to myself, well, of course, if I say there is just one God and he is his messenger, that is practically Shahada, of course. And I thought to myself, I don't want to be a Muslim, so. And I put the books away, and it sounded a little bit like a fairy tale, but it really happened that a lot of books fell from my shelf. And one of the books that fell off was the Quran. And when I picked it up, my thumb was on Surah 22, Ayat 46, and it says in the translation, it's not the eyes that are blind, but the hearts. And I thought to myself, yeah, that really is my problem. And then I did like a little dua, just, Lord, I don't care if God of the Christians or the Muslims, just give me a sign so I'm 100% sure that this is the way. But the next morning I woke up and I was very secure, and all the doubts that I had were gone. And I told my wife, I'll think.